George Lobby, glad to be with us here on a terrific Tuesday morning as we welcome in Chuck Burr joining us on behalf of the University of Nebraska Extension Office here in North Platte. And Chuck, good to see you back in the studio again, sir.
Yeah, it's good to be back again.
Morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Chuck, we have the ongoing drought conditions. Unfortunately, we were just talking with the county commissioners, as you heard, praying for rain and much needed rain.
Yeah, maybe a decent chance on Thursday night and Friday, so hopefully we get a good half inch or an inch out of it.
That's hopefully so.
Yeah, that would seem like a lot at this point.
We'd take anything right now. Yeah. I think I had 20 hundredths in my gauge over the weekend, and you know, it kind of settles the dust for a couple hours anyway.
Better than nothing.
That's right.
Makes a difference for the producers. So.
Yep.
Now, as we talk about it, too, we're also in some fire danger right now, Chuck.
Yeah, you know, continuing story, and just encourage people to be mindful of what's going on out there. You know, don't throw cigarette butts out the window. I was coming back over the weekend on the interstate and saw a truck had a chain dragging underneath of it. Of course, sparks were flying everywhere. So anything dragging under a vehicle, you know, sometimes you see like mufflers or something dragging. Just take care of the issues and make sure we're not creating any additional sparks out there that the wind can grab and blow into the grass.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I heard something about a loader bucket scraping a pad of cement or something and caused a spark to start a fire, I think, down by Rising City or up by Rising City, I guess. But
yeah, any time you have metal scraping against concrete, you know, a pretty good chance you're going to get some sparks there. And the other thing to think about, some of our older tractors, you know, maybe you haven't used them for a while, make sure you clean out around the engine compartment. Make sure there's not a bird nest or a mouse nest there. My dad lost a little Ford tractor. This has been years ago, but yeah, there was a bird nest up around the engine. Of course, when it got hot, it ignited, and he had to stand there and watch it burn. But just be extra cautious and do your maintenance. Take care of things. Keep things cleaned up. Just be careful out there.
Absolutely, especially as we get ready to plant.
Yeah, so planting season rolling in right now. I'm seeing a few corn planters out in the area. Soil temperature's still pretty cool yet, but in the next week or so, the temperatures will kind of get back to normal again, and corn will be coming up here in a week or 10 days.
My goodness, already.
It's coming along pretty quick. And, of course, when they're out planting, just be mindful as you're driving up and down the road. Be ready to see, you know, slow-moving vehicles down the road and take some extra time to get there. Don't try to pass around curves and stuff like that. Just take your time. Be patient. They're trying to do a job and trying to get from one field to the next and get the seed in the ground. Not much you can do. Get a crop if you can't get the seed in the ground. So just be a little extra cautious out there this time of the year.
Absolutely. Chuck, let's talk a little bit about the TAPS program, too, while we have you here in the studio.
Yeah, we're starting our sixth season already. We've been through 5 years of it. Made a little bit of a change this year to our subsurface drip irrigated corn competition. We added an insecticide decision. So probably 1 or 2 years out of three, we'll get a pretty big infestation of Western mean cutworm about the time corn is tasseling. And then the producers would need to make a decision what insecticide to apply and how much to apply. Of course, there's different costs to the chemicals, so you can, you know, maybe try to go the cheap route, maybe not get as good a control or spend a little bit more money, put a little more chemical on, a little more expensive chemical and get a better control. So we're trying to allow the producers to make those decisions, and then our entomologist, Dr. Julie Peterson, will go out and evaluate the corn after that, a couple weeks later, and see how much damage there is from the West Grimmian cutworm larvae chewing on the corn, kernels of corn in the ear.
Is that applied by an airplane? Is that an aerial application? Or
yeah, a lot of it's sprayed aerial. Yeah, by that time, you know, the corn's getting pretty tall. We don't have too many vehicles that can go through and spray that. Right. Dr. Peterson has been doing a chemigation study out at Brule last year, and I think they're going to continue that this year. So I'm anxious to see the results of that, what kind of effective they control they can get with it.
Application through a pivot.
Yeah, chemigation through the pivot, putting the chemical on there. So, yeah, we're anxious to get the results of that study.
Judy's a great resource that we're blessed to have.
Yeah, she's really great. She's been with us, I don't know, 6 or 7 years now. Really kind of the nation's leading expert on Western mean cutworm. She spends a lot of time on that. And then a lot of work she's doing now is with biologicals and beneficial insects, you know, maybe planting some grass strips around the edge of the field where beneficial insects are there that would attack and kill some of the pests that we have. So She's doing a study down in Hays County, I believe, got several locations down there.
Really?
So, yeah, really interesting work that she's been doing and looking forward to seeing the results from that.
Yeah. You think you have some results this fall on that, or is it
a multi-year study? Yeah, it's a multi-year study. They'll have we'll be at our Water and Crops Field Day, and that's August 25th. That's a couple months away, but she'll be there with that and can be willing to visit with producers about the kind of the results of the studies going on.
Great.
Good chance to get an update of research going on at the center.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great.
Chuck, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Yeah, just be safe, be careful, and try to keep the fires to a minimum.
Absolutely. Well, Chuck, as always, good to see you in the studio, my friend, and look forward to seeing you down the road.
Yeah, we'll see you again soon.
Yes, sir.